For decades, the Southern Poverty Law Center has been known for tracking hate groups. On Tuesday, the Justice Department announced federal criminal charges against the nonprofit in connection with its use of paid informants to infiltrate extremist groups. NPR Justice Correspondent Ryan Lucas is covering this, and he's with us now in our studios. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we get to the charges, would you just quickly remind us of what the Southern Poverty Law Center does?
So the Southern Poverty Law Center, it's also known as the SPLC. It's a 55-year-old civil rights organization. It has a storied history. It's based in Montgomery, Alabama. It started out as a law center doing a lot of civil rights work, trying to help end the vestiges of the Jim Crow era in the South. And its work later expanded to monitoring white supremacist groups, hate groups, including the KKK, and extremist groups more broadly.
What is the administration saying they did that they say is illegal?
Well, look, there are 11 counts in this indictment against the SPLC, including wire fraud, false statements to a bank, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. And what the indictment alleges is that the SPLC defrauded its donors by telling them that the group was working to dismantle extremist groups, but was in fact using donated money, the DOJ says, to fund extremist groups. Court papers say that between 2014 and 2023, the SPLC paid around $3 million in total to informants affiliated with several hate groups. That includes the KKK. It says the SPLC set up bank accounts in the names of fictitious entities to pay these informants, the idea being to hide that the money was coming from the Southern Poverty Law Center. But the indictment says that in setting up these accounts, the SPLC was making false statements to the banks.